To me, heaven has to be like a cross between a like video and chicken and winning.
I'm a special guest tonight, and I'm just really looking forward to it all. Tonight will be a bit different. You're not going to hear me mix. I'm not using a mixer tonight. I'm going old school. The way I started off is the way I'm doing it tonight. So, lots of quote-unquote push-button DJing. Lots of people coming on air, lots of IRC interaction. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of fun stuff planned for you all. So first, we're going to hit the ground running, and I'm going to bring in a good friend of mine, a person that without him, I wouldn't even be a DJ. I wouldn't even have the opportunity. I would still be off doing whatever I was doing before ponies. Mr. Silver Eagle, if you would.
Hey.
Yeah. So, yeah. Silver, how have you been? It's been a long time since I've had you on the show.
It's been an interesting couple of months. I'm in a new city, got a new thing going on, got a new place to live. Yeah, it's all very interesting. And yeah, I haven't really, because the last few months have been kind of, you know, bumpy. I haven't actually caught your show ever since you've been doing interviews. So, yeah, it's good to be on one. It's good to be being interviewed. That's cool.
Yeah, interview. Yeah. I believe I've interviewed you about 2 years ago.
Did you?
I think I did. I think you were one of the first.
Oh, apparently I'm a little loud. Well, I'll be quiet. So, I remember back in, I'm trying to be obnoxiously quiet now. We got started doing all this in 2012, which I had already been a brony for like a year by then, but that was like the first time that that we ever did like a production together, I guess, right?
Yes.
And that was on in IRC as rappers together as the part of the rap group Six Ponies All Rapping Together Awesomely or Sparta. Did we get Sparta because one of us had watched 300 really recently?
I think so.
That seems like where it would have come from. Memories, man. Yeah, and then, you know, Lunar Radio sort of, you know, got all mergy with a couple other things, and then the thing that it merged with became Ponyville Live, and then Ponyville Live became a thing, and then, yeah, so this is like what started it all.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're still around, which is really cool.
I don't know how.
I don't know how we haven't all jumped off the ride at full speed.
Especially with some of the stuff we've seen and some of the stuff we've been through, it's like, why are we still here?
It's we're here for the payoff, right? Like this, you know, this last year we've had so much fun. It's been fun. Like Fiesta Equestria, I mean, you know, convention wise you could get all political about it, but hey, no, I had a great time.
Yeah, right? I did too.
We had a good time at Nightmare Nights, except for my heart attack.
Well, except for your heart attack.
Right? But other than that, it was good, and I should get on IRC. Now that I
you should get on IRC.
I don't know why I'm not on IRC, because all the other cool kids are.
They're all commenting on how the show name right now is Line 1, because that's what I have the loudest on VDJ, so that's what the metadata is.
Line in. With Pony. That's funny.
And that's exactly what it shows on Ponyville Live and Ponyville FM is Line in 1.
I mean, there are ways to fix that, but it's like it takes all this work and
whatever. I like it. Yeah, whatever.
It's probably fine. So, all right. What questions do you have for me, Ace?
Questions? Oh, yeah. We got to do mini interviews.
Are we doing interviews or what?
Yeah, we're going to go way back. Like we used to do the interviews. In fact, we're going to go so far back. We're going to go to the questions that are now taboo that weren't back then.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
So, like, what's your favorite pony?
Oh, no. those questions are still taboo. Oh, no. It's always been Luna.
It's always been Luna.
It's been for years. Yeah. Luna's my favorite anything. For Shizzle.
Luna's a good one.
Yeah. let's see. Who? What are the other questions you're not supposed to ask? I thought you were going to ask like hard hitting, like you know, pony history questions. You know, like you know, was it really? You know, was Las Pegasus really as terrible as it? You know, like hard hitting questions you couldn't ask when it happened. but best pony is a good question too.
So Snowden Pony. Oh wait, no, we still can't talk about the oat.
No, we can actually. That's fairly public knowledge. Okay. Yeah.
Snowden Pony. Let's go way. Well, I would say way back. Let's go into some deep stuff right
Snowden
here.
Snowden Pony, the leaker Snowden of the BronyCon $9,000 contract and destroyer of Sweet Apple Acres Con.
Absolutely destroyed it.
Just wrecked it because they essentially like what copied someone else's leaks.
Exactly.
Like someone else leaked it and then it like ended up being them. Yeah, that was freaking true. That was true this whole time. That was him. He admits it nowadays. It's fairly
common. Yeah, he does. It is.
Yeah, but
wow.
Yeah, history in the making there.
Some serious history.
And Tabitha didn't do much Wuna at Nightmare Nights. I guess Wuna's not really, you know. Yeah. Oh, you mean didn't do Luna at all?
Yeah, she wasn't, you know.
She really didn't. And actually, one time? Speaking of taboo, you know that she refuses and outright can't do the derpy voice, right?
Really?
Yeah. Someone asked her. Nobody asked her at Nightmare Nights. Somebody asked her, at least that I heard. But somebody asked her at Brony Can in Vancouver. She was up there. And they're like, hey, can you do the derpy voice real quick and do blah, blah, blah? And she's like, I'm sorry, I can't.
Wow, Hasbro strikes again.
Either them or either she just doesn't want to touch it with a 20-foot pole, which who can blame her? Because, boy, that was a big old mess, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
I don't remember, was she the original voice or the modified voice? I think she is the original.
I believe so. In fact, that's around the time that one of my first memories of the fandom, of joining a fandom, was that whole derpy fiasco.
That's the best first memory. Yeah, and then the first convention PVL covered was Lost Pegasus. It's got such a great track record of just these great starts, you know?
Absolutely.
Taboo the game. Yeah. We remember Taboo the game. So, what's up? What's going on? This is your show.
I know, right? I still can't believe it some days that I actually broadcast to people and they willingly tune in.
Still, like, what? You're still doing stuff. Although you're now on a more appropriate station than what would have been the easy listening piano station that it would have been hilarious to have you DJing on. Still.
Absolutely. Yes. So for those of you that are relatively new to all this, I started off on Linear Radio back before the whole rebranding thing. And which is funny because we used to joke about rebranding all the time. And then one day, we're actually rebranding.
And then the joke about rebranding actually became the reality for PVL. PVL has rebranded, I think, 4 times in 2 years. And we love new logos just because we're bored. But Lunar Radio was Project Ear. This was actually another Shrew invention.
It was.
Project Ear, which was electronic, acoustic, and rock, were the original first three stations. And electronic was Ponyville FM, acoustic was Lunar Radio, and then rock was Wonderbolt Radio, a new station that got created just to be the R. Because there wasn't an R, we didn't have a rock music station. So one just kind of popped up out of thin air. And then that's actually persisted to this day, because it turns out that having stations that are good at one thing and they decide to be really good at that one thing is actually what people seem to like.
Yes. Ding ding. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I tweeted at you, and apparently
you tweeted at me, and my tweets are being loud. That's okay. Yeah, I would turn off my phone, but then, you know, important things might happen, and that's always what happens when my phone goes up. Would you? Oh my goodness, would you stop?
But yes, needless to say, I started off on Lunar Radio back when there was like 3 radio stations. Well, 4, because I believe Brony Radio was a thing.
Yeah, Brony Radio has been like HTC. HTC slogan is quietly brilliant.
Yes.
That's Brony Radio for the longest time, quietly brilliant.
Yes, they are the oldest. Yeah,
they are a part
of FM. Oldest radio in the fandom. Fact.
Yep. Yeah, oldest radio for 2 reasons. One being Brony Radio and the history going into that, and then Ponyville FM, before it was, you know, joined up with Brony Radio, was also iPony Radio. Or iBrony Radio, actually. iBrony Radio way back in the day. History. Man. So much backstory.
Very, very much.
It's one of the 3 original PVL stations.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Lunar Radio, Philly Radio, and iBrony Radio. Do I feel old?
I feel old. I do.
It's a strange thought to me that I, like, started the pony thing when I was, like, already 25. So I was already, like, out of the, like, normal group of people.
Yeah.
Like, all the other people who went to the Brony meetups in my hometown were like, you know, like 18 or something, you know. Yeah. So I was already a little pushing it on the upward thing. You were probably more in the demo. I think you're younger.
I was. Wow, I think I was 18.
You were either 18 or
19.
Yeah, I was gonna say you were a precocious little scamp. You and Dusky, which I guess, are you having Dusky on after this?
I will.
Good, because Dusky needs his airtime.
In fact, I can bring him on now if you'd like, since we're all part of Sparta.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right, yeah. Now, as long as you promise me one thing.
Okay.
Don't sing the song.
I won't sing the song yet.
You can play it if you want it. That's okay. Don't sing it.
All right. And Dusk has joined the call. Welcome, Dusk.
Hello.
I am Dusk. What is this?
Now, for those of you that don't know, Dusk is obviously, well, you should know, but Dusk is a co-host for my show weekly, so you should all know him. We're not going to ask him any questions.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
I would ask you how you're doing, Dusk, but you know what? No, we're not asking any questions.
You
know. You're fine.
I'm doing horrible. My life is just complete turmoil right now. It's
turmoil. All of life is darkness.
Nothing happy has happened. Except I was at Nightmare Nights a few weeks ago. I'm passing college with nothing lower than a B-, which is amazing, and I'm happy about that. And my singing quality is coming along quite nicely in college.
I will say this, he has progressed quite a lot in the
I didn't know Dusky sang.
He
Yeah, he I did. Still sing.
Or does.
I don't know this about you. We never...
Wait. Eggie, you know what's funny about this whole thing?
Eggie. Oh, this is a thing. Dusky calls me Eggie. This is actually dates back from the 2012 IRC days.
It really does. And we still haven't figured out why.
We would do the table flip thing.
Flips ace.
Yeah, flips ace, flips, you know, whatever. What do you mean I still haven't figured out why? I just thought it was just a thing you called me.
It is, but we never really had a reason for why we said these things.
Oh, I thought you meant there really was a secret reason, and I just haven't asked this whole time, and you really had one. I was like, like 2 years in, you're like, oh, Eggie, by the way.
Because I'm a part of the Illuminati.
I was eating an omelet that day, and you just, you know. Like, I was, that's what I thought your story was going to be, but no.
In a world where man is eating
in
omelets,
a world
has a friend named Eagle. No, Silver, you want to hear something funny about the whole Sparta shenanigans?
Yeah.
Is that now I can rap. not very well, but decent is the best way I can describe it. But like I said when I joined Sparta, I'm a singer, not a rapper.
This is true. I remember you saying that.
I don't remember that. Were you going to do a musical number in the middle of our rap song?
I believe he was going to do background voices, and then we talked him into doing a couple bars. And he was okay.
Well, no, it wasn't just the fact that I didn't want to rap. I said I'd do it. But then it also occurred to me, oh, wait, I can't write music worth anything. So I had Silver write it for me.
I did. That's right.
Did. And then I wrote one for Analog.
I still have that somewhere.
I have mine.
I still have mine as well. Wow. Wow.
Thanks to the wonderful...
Departa. It's a reunion.
Departa. Thanks to the wonderful healing powers of Google Drive, I have, it's just stayed with me through, 50 computers and everything else that I have in my pony folder, which is now enormous.
I know.
Archived Sparta. Here it is. Archived Sparta. Warzone.
Yes.
Our song that we were going to make was called Warzone.
Is that actually what it was? I don't remember that at all.
It was.
My God, I actually have all the lyrics.
I have...
And I have the part that I recorded. I have my vocal.
Right, cause I know who I am, but still no one believes me.
No, he didn't.
I'm tuned in and I can't hear a thing.
Ah, crap.
That's because you're in.
I guess I was loud enough to break the cut at one point.
That's funny.
All right, well, I do need to get Sleepy Pony in here. So, probably a couple, about 3 minutes, and then we'll switch over to him. So we'll finish up this story, and then we will move to Sleepy Pony.
Have you explained to people Oh my god, I've got to post these pictures. All right, I got to post our album cover.
I'm looking at the IRC and like everyone say, you should play the rap live. Hearing Silver rap will be cool.
Well,
like,
best time to cut it again.
Silver beats the rap. Stream
the
is
rap
live.
Came out okay.
It came out. We don't actually have it finished. It wasn't finished.
It was just
there's
like
there's no music. Yeah, so it's not.
It's
playable.
Not really good. It's just a thing. Yeah, Sparta Wallpaper 2. Here we go. Wow, I can't believe I kept these. Yes, and it's got my OC, my original Pony Creator OC, because everybody's Pony Creator was yes. All right, here we go. Here we go. This is going to be...
What were all the sings? I remember yours, mine, and...
Hang on, I actually have them. Okay, we got Scale the Rift with Analog Shift, Feeling Regal with Silver Eagle, Feats of Strength with T14, Dropping the Bass with Pony Ace, No Restraint from Zero Saint, and Hold the Line with Dust Shine.
That was the worst one. Dusty was the worst
that
one.
You gave it to me. And then, also, you know what was great about it? Is Dusty's that pony at Nightmare Nights, you thought of a better one.
What did I think of at Nightmare Nights?
I don't remember.
Yeah, see, yeah. Exactly.
Feeling the rhyme with Dust Shine.
Oh, yeah. And it was because I was too busy thinking of Yanni.
Oh, guess what?
You remember Yanni?
You guys remember the original Sparta where it was just us four in the picture and it was really, really bad put together? And Silver, you still had your long hair and what's his face had the boots on and it was an Alicorn still.
This picture, the picture I just linked in IRC.
Oh, no.
That picture.
I have to look at it.
I just linked one in IRC too.
Oh, no.
You remember this picture.
Oh, no.
I remember this picture. And then look at the one under that. That was.
That was when I drew my OC. Compared to everybody, my OC looks high as a kite.
Oh, my God. I remember this. Oh, wow. Okay, so Ace has the old one.
Very old one.
Ace has the extremely old one, and then I decided I would change the way my OC looks. Now, my OC actually still looks just like the one from the Pony Creator, but, like, I've had people do it that are, like, artists instead of me with a thing, and so it's better looking now.
Oh, I remember this one, too. This was before I fully designed my guy.
I was going to say, Dusky, you're still looking just about as bad as it does now.
Hey, I haven't changed it at all because I've never had a chance to.
Why? What do you mean you never had a chance to? It looks derp.
Just you people know drawing. Drawers. People who draw. That. Yeah.
I know a lot. Yeah, I will hook you up with a person who draws so that you will have a different looking OC than this.
I'll give them the color scheme and tell them, hey, I wear a necklace.
No, I'm not. I'm going to give them the color scheme and tell them to ignore it.
Thanks. I like coat color. I don't care.
It's hey, Silver.
What?
I got a question, real quick, before we run out of time.
Yeah.
Where did you get my cutie mark? Because I remember I drew my own before, and then I could never figure out how to vector it, and you made mine?
Made it. Yep,
wow.
I actually still have it. It's called ponypropellerthingy.png.
I still have that, too.
And, wait, do you have Pony Propeller Thingy?
I do have Pony Propeller Thingy.
Oh, you do have
it. I use it on all of my drawings and everything. That is my official cutie mark now.
Made that by hand.
I have to say, I don't think I said this before, but thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I still use that to this day because it's just so simple. And
wow.
So it says, hey, I'm a pilot. This is a thing without being way overcomplicated. So, yes.
Now, it would have been more clever of me now that I look at it, now that I've seen your pony with it, like now, you know, in hindsight, 2 years back now, I'd be like, man, it would be clever if the middle part where the propeller goes into was an actual CD.
Yeah, but back then we didn't know that whole thing. But yeah,
well, we didn't know about the smoke
or that you were a DJ or that we were mature. Well, yeah. As mature as we are,
or that we were ever going to use these pictures again, or that, you know.
Wait,
Silver.
You want to hear what Tremel said to us though?
What treadmill?
Just play the acapella. Meaning we should wrap it right now.
No.
We should do it later, and in the meantime, Ace, I feel like you've got to get it out of your system.
Oh, yes, I do, and then we'll switch over to Sleepy. However, before I do that, I have to say, Silver, this is my new design that I will probably be using for the rest of my life. I will post that in IRC, but that is my thumbnail forever now that I use on all of my everything.
Hold on, let me look.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you get a new commish?
No, I didn't. I actually made
it
myself.
Oh, it's just based on that. Oh.
It does have the propeller, so I actually prefer the way you did it.
Looky there.
Yeah, so good job on that. I'll probably be making custom vinyl covers for my
So flattered.
You did it. Good times. All right, well.
I gotta go get groceries.
Thank you, too, for coming on.
It was good being back, Ace.
Thank you, Ace, for still doing your show on a regular basis. You're one of the few.
No, we aren't wrapping it right now, DJ.
I'm one of the few that still do it.
Right. Absolutely.
Yes.
I never had one.
Thank you guys for coming on. We'll switch over to Sleepy next.
Okay.
Hasta, guys.
Bye, Ace.
Bye. Now, up next, this is going to be pretty fun. Silver made a special song based on... what was it based on? It was based on Hooves Up High. No, Lost on the Moon. Right, Lost on the Moon, not Hooves Up High. I get those two confused. Silver interviewed Rena Chan back in the day on the radio. And in lieu of that, he made a song called Lost in the Coffee House that I absolutely love to this day. And it's just, yes. So I'm going to play that real quick while I switch over to Sleepy and talk to him. And Silver, thank you so much for making this. It serenades me to sleep every night. The same goes that when you've had too much coffee, you always stay up, you just can't lay down. You turn around and face the mirror and get yourself every last chicken that crazy. And you are beyond hooked on caffeine like the rest of us, trying to make us press up a grind, cause you don't have any cream. I guess it's off to stop us just to stand in a very long line. Some will say the jitters aren't gonna last long. Some will say in about 5 hours they'll be gone as time goes on. We are not losing these shakes, cause it's like legal crack. We throw it back all night and day. The pony folk are crazy about coffee. To us, it's not a size smaller than venti. A mocha for you, lattes for me. We're certifiably oatmeal by coffee. The house of pancakes swings and misses. The coffee shop's doing awesome business. Around these parts, no one disses coffee. Back. Now, my next guest is someone very special, Sleepy Pony, who is the station or administration co-owner. He does everything pretty much. Mr. Sleepy.
Hello.
Now, I've asked him on tonight just to give us a little, rundown on Ponyville FM, aka Rony Radio back in the day. Just to say thank you for, letting me continue to have my show.
It's okay. Don't be so nervous.
I don't know. But Sleepy, to give us a little background on this show, how did it start? How did everything come to be?
Well, we sort of started way back. Well, before we were sort of like an established radio station, we were... around a certain website that shall not be named, obviously, because this is a PG radio station. When Eurobeat released his first ever MLP remix, and it sort of got started after there, where we'd stream, new Pony songs. Well, obviously, there were only very few back in October 2010, October November time, and then we sort of like had a little mini community spring up. And I guess we sort of started the station around early January 2011. Still, we had a little Ventrilo server, and you know, we used to chat on that and play mixes and stuff like that. And I joined the station officially in beginning of February, and you know, thought that we should actually make it into a proper, you know, streaming service. And it saved us turning the station off, obviously, when we closed Winamp, because it was a DSP streaming service back then. And then we came up with the, you know, very original name of Brony Radio, which was sort of, on hindsight, the worst name for the station we could have ever thought of. But, you know, such is life. Yeah, round about early summer, you know, we merged. Well, the IRC that we were on was, we had a channel on Flutternet. Most of you guys listening will probably be like, what? And Pony IRC. And those two sort of merged to become Pony Chat. So yes, we actually predate Pony Chat, which is our home channel and home network that's been that way since dot. Then we basically went on late August, got a website, and, you know, did the usual fandom pony stuff. And yeah, that was that for 2.5 years. And then obviously we voted to join PVL and affiliate with those and do some bits and pieces with PVL. And then Ponyville FM sort of played the same stuff as us. And after, you know, some discussions about it would be best for both stations if we merged, we got rid of the bad decision that we made in early 2011 and took Ponyville FM's name. So that happened in March this year. We're nearly four. We're celebrating our fourth anniversary officially in January. And yeah, we've got a new mascot, new website, new everything, really. It's actually still going from strength to strength. Our staff size went from 2 to, what have we got, 27? Are we on?
It's very high.
It's huge, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when we, you know, a lot of our DJs do conventions. I myself run PVL Europe, so we do convention coverage and stuff like that in Europe. And yeah, you know, we've got a very active in the fandom, but we don't seem to be at the same time. It's actually quite nice.
Well, you said you were in bed, so thank you for giving that brief little history of this awesome. It is the oldest Pony Radio station, is it not?
We are officially, yes. We sort of have. Well, Celestia claim that they're the first, obviously, but they have claims over us because they were the first station that had Centova and a website. Because when they started, we were still doing DSP streaming.
Okay.
So officially, it depends on what your classification is. We started as a community long before Celestia Radio did. So that's why we don't argue the point. So we're sort of both right at the same time. We're definitely Europe's oldest radio station by far. And that's the crown that we hold because we're European based. So that's mainly, you know, what we like to see.
Right.
But yeah.
Wow.
And congratulations on your, what is it, 2 years now?
It is 2 years. I came on for the Lunar Auxilium Nox, which was a Hurricane Sandy little fundraiser we did to help Red Cross and the victims of Hurricane Sandy back when that hit. And I was asked to come on air because we were doing a 24/7 DJ-a-thon.
Mm-hmm.
I DJed 47 hours in 3 days.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
It was absolutely crazy. That was the first time I'd ever been on air. And it was, needless to say, trial by fire, for sure.
Yeah. All right.
Yes. So, well, thank you for coming on. I'll let you go to sleep.
It's like 3:30 in the morning here. You know, it's not a problem getting me up and, you know, allowing me to live by my name. But anyway, congratulations, and I'll listen to the recording later.
All right. Thank you.
I'll probably sound awful. All right. Good night, my friend.
Sleep well. So, going back to the topic of, you know, way back in the day and joining the fandom, I actually joined the fandom, like I said, around Derpygate. But I watched the show itself back in 2010 when it first started, so I'm an original 2010 Brony, even though I didn't join the fandom much later. The first episode I ever had to wait on, meaning I had to catch it a Saturday morning on the hub when it aired, was Winter Wrap-Up. Ping. Was Winter Wrap-Ups. Needless to say, that was quite a long time ago, and I've been catching them ever since. So, in lieu of that, I'm going to play a song that's very dear to my heart. It's a remix, but the song in Winter Wrap-Up is very dear to my heart. Like I said, first one, really the first one that was I ever enjoyed, Giglet the Ghostly, was okay, but it wasn't, you know, like, wow, I can sing this over and over and over and over, and it's so amazing. So Winter Wrap-Up, you know, it was the first thing that was, the first song that was just great. Everybody, you know, freaked out over it. I say I wasn't in the fandom. I did have a very, very small online presence at the time, but it wasn't nothing like, you know, now when I have my own radio show, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to stop rambling, but the Winter Dance-Up remix by Simcretina is up next. Thank you all for tuning in. I haven't said that in a long time. And if you have any requests, which I also haven't said in a long time, or would like to join on air, or have any shoutouts you would like to give me in the IRC, feel free to do so. This is your anniversary, 2-year anniversary tonight. I'm doing it old school.
What they all do, I have to find my place and help with all of my heart. dark, tough task ahead I face. How will I do without my magic? Help the earth, hold me, wait. I wanna belong, so I must do my best today. Do my best today. Winter Rambler, let's finish our holiday cheer.
And we're back. Now the next two guests are two very good fans of mine, I would say. Mr. Leon Chin, I hope I didn't butcher that, and Black Leo are with us on air. They are good friends and have helped PBL out many times, very randomly, I might add, at conventions. Just, hey, you need help with this? Sure, come help us. So they've been inducted into the PBL family honorably. So, Mr. Leon,
you call me Dr. Tash, because
Dr. Tash.
That's my like convention name. Persona now.
Oh, is it my turn?
I guess.
Ah, hola, señores and señoritas. Mi amo es Leo.
If we're doing a different language, I was saying Chinese. 大家好，我叫陈朗。 Dashishin.
I only knew that one line of Spanish.
I can do English and bad English. Those are my two languages.
I can do Spanglish.
Spanglish.
Oh, 我在这里跟我的台湾小伙伴们说大家好。
Well, okay.
Anywho.
Anyways, Dr. Dash.
Yes.
Most people don't know this, apparently.
Yes.
But you are, in fact, a real doctor, are you not?
I am.
He is. So, if you see this guy running around at conventions, and I'm sure you have, he's the brony in the, you know, doctor's lab outfit, I guess. Is that what you would call that?
Yeah, white coat.
A white coat. And if you see him, say hi. Give him $5 or something, but say hi. You know, congratulate him because he's a hero, saving people's lives.
Kind of. I mostly just treat people's blood pressure and diabetes.
But just think of how many people would have high blood pressure and lose a foot if you were not there to help.
Yes.
And then Mr. Black Leo over here with the slight cough. I don't know what he does, but he's important too, so say hi to him.
I do all the things, so I'm very important.
Yeah,
so, Doctor, awesome. We're going to have a slight interview with you as well, and Leo. And so my first question is, since we're going back, and this is how I used to do all of my interviews. I'm trying to remember how I used to do all my... Oh, yeah, okay, so it's been a long time, if you can tell, ladies and gentlemen.
So Double's telling me to talk about my Rainbow League that I brought at BronyCon.
Yes, okay, we'll start with that.
It started with Fiesta Questra, because before Fiesta Questra I was just going in my Rainbow Dash shirt and shorts, and for Fiesta Questra I had to go straight from work, so I didn't have time to change. So I decided, hey, why not wear my work clothes, and that'll be like a costume. And then Tori, I don't know, or Bro Game Morning, one of those two, they saw it and they suggested Dr. Dash thing. So when I went to BronyCon, I just bought a rainbow wig. And that's what I wore to Brony Fanfare and Nightmare Nights.
So Dr. Dash was born.
Yes. You can thank Tori or Board Game Brony, one of those two.
Now we'll go to Leo for this question. But do you do anything in the fandom besides be a bro?
I started a YouTube channel to like document me going to cons and stuff, and the year at Nightmare Nights Dallas where I met you, I was gonna put that on there, but then when I was reading the book, it said that no video could be posted online or, you know, severe punishment and all that stuff. So I was like, oh, well, probably better not do that. But like when I went to BabsCon, I kind of asked around a bit and got a little more, you know, aware of what to do. And I was able to put my trip up there on YouTube. And I also did some very poor animations on Paint as best as I could. And I haven't put anything on there for a long time because I kind of looked back on my terrible animations and was just like, I could do better. So right now I'm taking an animation class.
They're actually pretty good. A lot better than what I could do.
So we're really quite at different ends of the spectrum here. We have a doctor, an animator, and a DJ. Completely different fields all the way around. Very interesting. Very diverse group of people. And, you know, that's just something that I really enjoy about this fandom is you go to these conventions and you never know who you're going to meet. I mean, I never in a million years, 2 years ago, if you said, hey, you're going to be a, you know, semi-successful DJ and go to conventions and meet a doctor and meet all these great people, meet all these VAs and stream, I would have thought you were crazy. I really enjoy this whole fandom experience thing that, you know, we get to share with people.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. I've been to like anime conventions and comic conventions before, but I never really felt as into it as I am with pony convention, because I'm more into ponies than I ever did with comic books and anime.
You know, actually getting back on the topic of some of the people you meet, I kind of wonder what the most exotic job that a brony has in the community right now. Like, is there like an astronaut brony? Because I would very much like to meet him.
I don't know about astronaut, but I do know this. On the back of a circuit board that was sent up to the ISS for replacement, somebody engraved Luna onto the back of the circuit board.
Really?
So Luna is actually on the space station right now as we speak.
That sounds right. That sounds about right. Oh, hey, Ace, I actually have a favor to ask you.
Yes.
I got a friend. He's done with some work with Point of View Live before. His name is DJ Zephos.
Zephos?
Yeah. He's kind of a fan of yours, and he's in the chat room right now. And if you just give a shout out to him, I'd appreciate it.
What's his name?
Zephos, but you could just call him Dan if you'd like.
Zephos, Dan. I'll tell you what, I'll do him one better. I'm gonna post my Skype name in the chat. And if he wants, Dan or Zephos can add me on Skype, and I'll actually add him to this call.
Oh, dang.
Also, shout out to Kassar, with whom Leo was, that came to Nightmare Nights with Leo and me last year.
Yes. Also, to, you know, everybody, you know, at Nightmare Nights, you guys are awesome. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to find a way to put this. You guys made that con, which, you know, helped out with, awesome. So thank you guys for, you know, being so cool. And to all of you who inadvertently helped out Ponyville Live, like these two here, you guys are awesome too. You're the real MVPs.
Well, me helping Ponyville Live thing is kind of interesting. So originally, after Nightmare Nights, you gave Leo two two press passes for Babscon. And originally, he wanted to invite Zephos to go to Babscon on the press pass. But then Zephos couldn't make it because of school or something. So in the end, he had asked me. And it was a lot of fun helping out Ponyville Live. Got to see a lot of great panels. I did the Equestria Daily panel and the Brony Tale panel and the Friendship is Witchcraft panel, which were all very good panels.
Yes, I at BabsCon there was the Bronies Against Bullying, which I know that's a very common panel, but you need to see at least one from a convention. They do kind of repeat themselves at cons, but that was one I sat through and was like, wow, I wish people could really, you know, understand this. So, yeah, I kind of got derailed because I'm doing a couple things at once. I apologize. But, Zephos, if you contact me on Skype, I will definitely add you to a call. I actually have to switch over to Bronyborn real fast. Leon, Leo, sorry to cut you guys a little short, but I need to get Bronyborn in here before it gets too late. So thank you for coming on. We should have a nice little after call going on here in a bit, so, or after show call. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Later, brah.
Later. Yeah, so, Bronyborn, I hope I will call him in just a second. Let's see if he answers his phone. Oh, wait, he's offline. So I can't call him. What I am going to play is something a little older. Hopefully, if I can find it. I might not be able to find it. I'm not going to be able to find it. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to go ahead and bring Zephos on. Hopefully he answers his phone since I'm completely derping up here. Ooh, that's rather loud, isn't it? Zephos, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Well, I heard that you were a good fan of mine and that you wanted to thank me, so I decided to bring you on air.
Oh, well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I didn't know Leo was going to actually do that. He said this is his moment to shine, so I'll let him have his thing.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. You know, fans like you and everybody else that, you know, tunes into my show just really make it worthwhile. Without you guys, it just wouldn't be very fun. So,
how are you?
Thank you, Zephos, for, you know, being awesome. I see that you're a DJ too. How long have you been DJing?
Yeah, man, I understand.
Thank me, so I decided to bring you on air.
Oh, well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, dear, I think there's some echo.
I didn't know Leo was going to actually... Yeah, I know, I hear it.
Yeah.
So I'll let him have his thing.
Well, I'm going to switch over to Bronyborn, so, you know, thank you for being awesome. And Bronyborn should be coming online here in a second, hopefully. Bronyborn, are you there?
Yes.
Apparently it's call night tonight. Calling people live. Anyways, Bronyborn, for those of you that don't know, we're really moving gears tonight, is the station owner of Lunar Radio. A good friend of mine and someone who, without, I wouldn't be where I am today. I mean, he's the one that gave me a slot on his station to DJ. And so, Bronyborn, I want to bring you on air and talk a bit about your station.
Okay.
Lunar Radio. So, give us a bit about your station. Let everybody know about the softer side of Ponyville Live.
Just make sure you don't slide out of your chairs. Well, a little backstory for those who are new within the last probably like year or so. We started out as an average, generic, fairly generic radio station. Just generally played the common stuff, you know, like Aviators, Tombstone, all the 2012 popular people. and did that for a while. Back in early 2012, or well, no, late 2012, later 2012. From there, kind of just eventually got more people on. Had Shrew, got Silver, which Silver was on our station for a little while. And then it kind of grew into Philadelphia Radio and Brony TV, and grew into Ponyville Live in general. Somewhere around early 2013, I think that was in February. And drama happened, stuff happened. It's most of history, which I don't really care about. But mid to late 2013, after a lot of the drama happened, we started up the whole Ear project, which was basically making stations in Ponyville Live kind of adjust to fit a niche, so they're not all copies of each other. And so I've always been a fan of classical and you know, Beethoven, Bach, a bunch of those guys. So I kind of took that route and started shifting the radio over there. People left, things changed because of that. Got new people on, fantastic people. Been developing the classical side of Ponyville Live for a good year now. It's been some crazy 2 years.
And it has.
And yeah.
It has. So.
Been doing this since high school, literally.
Wow. I've been doing this since right after I graduated high school.
Mm.
Wow. It's amazing how time flies. And it's amazing all the stuff that can happen in 2 years. You know, when you look back, high school's 4 years, and I don't really remember anything about high school. It was just kind of a big thing. But when I look back on this whole pony fandom thing, it seems like it's taken twice as long to get to where we are, but...
It's the damn hiatus, I tell you.
Yeah, it's the hiatuses. You gotta just draw and drags on and on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm gonna do a little cross promotion on your station. You know, Lunar Radio is the exact opposite of Ponyville FM. Ponyville FM's electronic, real upbeat. You know, gonna go take on the world, and then Lunar Radio's the nice classical,
easy listening stuff.
Feel good, easy listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're good friends on the PVFM.
That we are. And like I said, it's been a crazy ride. Bronyborn, I believe we actually met like what, a year ago? At Nightmare Nights,
yep.
That was a year ago, yes, with Capper.
Yeah, you were wearing your stupid blue hair hair.
Yeah, I could go into that, but I don't want to. But yeah, needless to say, my fashion sense wasn't as keen back then. Now I rock the suit and a nice comb-over hair with the gel. Look good for the ladies. But yeah, so Bronyborn, everyone, owner of Lunar Radio, if you're feeling in a, you know, chillax mood, and please give his radio a listen.
Yeah, and as soon as I can get my butt around to doing it, we're going to be getting a bunch of new songs onto our station from artists that are fairly unknown, and as well as starting to mix in some classically mixed kind of a drum, well, not really drum and bass, but like a... slightly more electronic, but still easy listening. So we're like kind of mixing the two, but we're staying on the easy listening side while you guys are more on the energy side of the spectrum. So
exactly. Well, I guess we'll go to my co-host now, Ronnie Bourne. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, see ya.
Now, darn it all, I still didn't plan. Of course you all know my co-host. I should probably play music now that I think about it. But of course you all know my co-host, and that's who we'll be bringing on, you know, later on. But now I'm going to play a song that a genre Bernie Bourne was talking about, like an electronic string kind of chilly. Some of you may know an artist by the name of Vinyl Scratch, aka DJ Bone 3, who is not noacking. He's actually an artist from the Chaztec Republic, I believe. Makes a lot of really good dubstepy drum and bass songs, but this is one of his slower songs. And I'm going to play that for you. back. So that was a little example of what you'll get on, you know, Lunar Radio, hopefully here soon, once they add the updated library. Now, I'm trying to call GB Shu, or Xiao, but he's unfortunately not answering, so I guess I'll just shoot the breeze for a bit. And I have no topics to talk about. Well, okay. We'll probably might end this here pretty soon. Yeah, so it's been 2 years, everyone. Thank you all for, you know, just being in the ride with me. It's been a lot of fun. If, you know, I said I wouldn't mix tonight, and I'm trying very hard to uphold to that. As you can see, my old radio shows were a bit more talkative than, you know, my new ones, which, you know, normally it's the talk show for about 15 minutes, and then I move into actually mixing. Now, you know, before I obviously didn't have the mixer, and when I started out, they were a lot more like this, where I would play a song, I would talk a bit, and then I would play, you know, another song, or so-and-so. And of course, I was a lot worse at it. You know, I didn't really have the... I don't think tenacity is the right word, but I didn't really know what I was doing as much. In fact, I really still don't. I mean, really, who am I kidding? But yeah, just... it's been a great ride. And I thank you all for, you know, sticking with me. It's all been great. So I'm probably going to cut it off here since, unfortunately, Shu isn't picking up. I'll try Ring. Just gonna go ahead and see if we can get her on just for some last, you know, thing here. So you'll have to stick with me. Thank you for having some patience towards the end. I know it gets a little bit more spaghetti towards the end. But yeah, that's a thing. Anyways, she's not answering either, so that's that. We're gonna call it. Thank you all for, you know, tuning into this nice little podcast. I hope you learned a few things about our pasts and where we came from. Very humble beginnings. Very, very humble beginnings where, you know, 5 listeners was an extremely good day, and sometimes you'd be DJing to nobody. But yeah, it's been great. Thank you to all my fans out there, all the people that stick around. And I keep saying this because it's just, I don't feel like I can get this point across enough that without you guys, we wouldn't have the motivation to do what we do. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort to really to just make all of this possible, you know. Hours upon hours of coding, in fact days really, of coding and preparation and the con streaming is, you know, a thing. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional here, so getting sappy. It's time to go. Thank you all. I'm gonna cut this off with one final song of some Archie, which is great musician, absolutely great, someone who got me into the fan. And then I'm gonna finish it with something, a song I used to finish all of my shows with back in the day, and that's somebody called Gage N, who made a song called, hang on, I can find it, if I can find it, Scratch That. That's the name of the song. Scratch That. Now, it's at a 128, what is it called? Kilobyte per second, which means it's not going to be quite the quality, but it's a thing. Now, I'm going to stop babbling because I'm really stalling here and doing a horrible job at it. So, yeah. Thanks. Thank you all.
The top. host of the town, the girl on the go. I'm the type of pony every pony, every pony should know. I'll be the one to watch the girl in the flow. I'm the type of pony every pony, every pony should know. Another Jane Doe. I'm the type of pony every pony should know. At home at the opera on a fancy yacht, becoming the talk of all of Canterlot. I'm the creme de la creme, not just another Jane Doe. Yeah, I'm the type of pony every pony, every pony should
That's game. Good night, everybody.
If you